I'm Jody, the mom.
And I'm Dr. Barr, the doc.
And this is Mom and Doc Talk, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas.
We bring together the mom experience and the doc expertise to give you the information and tools you need to help make the next right decision to get your child back.
Let's dive in.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Mom and Doc Talk for this special pre-holiday edition of our podcast. We thought that this year, in order to just sort of celebrate what's possible with homeopathy, I thought it would be interesting. I don't know if it's fun for you, Jody, but I thought it would be at the very least interesting to revisit the evolution of holidays over time in your home. And so what I want to preface this conversation with is that your home includes a kiddo who recovered pretty quickly from PANS. It includes a kiddo who's been dealing with mast cell disease since the day she was born and who has some PANS-like presentation that has come on as the mast cell threats to her life have settled down and she's able to get out and do more, but having some more PANS-type presentation. And two adults who've also been healing, one of which is an adult who had PANS as a child but was never diagnosed and who has got her own history of all sorts of things. And yes, I said her, you, it's you. we're not just talking about PANS. We're talking about the family as a whole and all of the things that go into it and the ways that things have shifted over time. And I say this, and Jody, I'm sure you will also offer some sort of acknowledgement up front that depending on where you are in the healing process, in the PANS understanding, even whether you've even started healing, maybe PANS just hit your family, you probably are having some trepidation going into the holidays. You're probably feeling nervous and anxious because of the parties that you know there's going to be a flare or an issue, of the comments that people are going to make when you are really trying to control many things about what someone's eating, what people are wearing, if there's a perfume in the air, if they're burning candles or something like that, that's going to send your kiddo into a flare. The invitations you might just outright decline because you know your family's not up for it. And the expectations or the things you would like to be looking forward to, the things you imagine, the things that you love, maybe the things that went great last year that you just know aren't going to go great this year. You're not alone. Do what you need to do. Take care of your family. And this won't be forever. And that's what Jody is here to share with you. I hope we'll start with the bad and progress up to where things are now.
Yeah. But you know, it's funny, when I was thinking about doing this episode, I like didn't even think about myself or my husband or even my younger daughter. I was like just like zoned in on thinking about PANS, but I can tell our story because it comes kind of along just like the PANS route did.
Pause for just a second to acknowledge something that you said to me before we actually started recording, which is one reason I want to acknowledge this. You realized as you were reflecting on this how fast Avery healed compared to the average kid. And we were talking a little bit about all of the reasons that contributed to that, including she was very young. You got to homeopathy very quickly. Like you had someone was looking out for you because you had a whole lot of specialists you saw, but you moved through them and processed through them pretty quickly. And realized pretty quickly, this is not what's going on. You have, you know, divine intervention where you met a mom who brought PANS to your attention, were able to quickly get into somebody, and they were quickly exhausted what they had the capacity for. And so that all helped. And you also, because of the MCAS in your family, had basically every obstacle that you could imagine had been addressed, removed, handled. So we didn't have as much to work on other than just giving her body time to heal and managing you and your expectations and your emotions. So I bring this up just because you might be sharing that pretty quickly things got better for Avery when it comes to how the holidays went. And you still have things that you're dealing with that I think are beneficial for people to hear because of all of the stuff you've got going on.
Yeah. And I think what you're saying about like going, because I have to go back and look because I don't remember all of the stuff with Avery because it was so long ago. And so going in and looking, I was like, whoa, like I remember two things. Like I remember this being really, really hard and the holidays really stood out to me because it was just like the episode we were just recorded, we were talking about how like I wasn't like I was suppressing emotions and not really feeling a lot. But during the holidays, that was like the only time where I would like really, really feel things because I hurt so bad. I hurt for my child, both of my children. I hurt for my family, my immediate family. I hurt for my extended family because there's just no way to understand what was going on. And there's no way to understand what I was doing or why we weren't doing something or whatever. It was just the holidays are such a hard time when you got a kid struggling. So I'm going to start us back in 2015 before I even knew what PANS was. And the Christmas of 2015, I do remember, and I actually looked back in notes in my phone and found some stuff about how there were things happening with Avery that I wasn't understanding. Like I was starting to see little things and also she was getting sick a lot. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, in 2015, my entire family spent Christmas break being super, super sick. And so we were just kind of in this immune mess, but also, you know, with my younger daughter back then, she was very, very severe. There was like, she couldn't eat any food that anybody else ate. She couldn't, like, she was struggling with family members with wearing cologne and all of that. So even before we got thrust into PANS, we were sort of in that space of not experiencing the holidays the way that other people, I imagined other people at the time would experience mm-hmm. them. So things were really, really hard. And then somewhere around September of 2016 is where I feel like I was like, oh, okay, like this, somewhere in 2015 is where she really went into PANS. And I started like sprinting through mainstream medicine and functional medicine, trying all these things. And then in September is whenever we started homeopathy with you. And I remember that Christmas was also, it was really difficult. Mm-hmm. We'd been in for 3 months and I was starting to see improvement. Like all of her symptoms were still there, but there was like a tiny little ease on everything. I think the main thing that stood out to me on that first Christmas was it was like an immune system SHIT show. It was like I remember the sicknesses were just back to back to back to back. And in the beginning, that's just the way Avery started. And so that Christmas, we were also dealing with issues, even though homeopathy was starting to help a little bit. She was getting sick during the holidays and it was more difficult. And I remember that one being particularly difficult because, I remember being at family and going through the day and then kind of, I think we were coming home and I could like feel in my body. I'm like, I feel more exhausted than I have felt in so long. I was so tired from trying to stay in front of everything, from trying to make sure my kids didn't. Because back then, Avery's diet was also restricted. It was before she was okay with the foods that she's okay with now. And I was trying to keep Avery out of like going off the deep end into a rage. I was trying so hard for nobody to see what was happening and just being like completely and totally exhausted because it was, I mean, leading up to Christmas, I sent you an email on December 28th and I was like, I've given Avery 3 doses of her remedy and it's not working. We need to change. And I was like panicking, expecting homeopathy to fix it and make everything better. And really like quickly clean up the mess that the extra activity of the holidays, the likely food that she got that made things worse, the schedule that was off that made things worse. Like, it was just like immune system mess. I was exhausted from doing all of the things. And
yeah, you basically wanted to behave as if you didn't have a child with PANS and then have homeopathy make it okay that you were behaving as if you didn't have a child with PANS.
Yeah. And two, another email I highlighted on here was, I said that it seemed like her immune system isn't kicking in on the illnesses, which scares the heck out of me because it's exactly what happened all last winter and how we ended up with PANS kickoff. And then I said on Christmas Day and the day after, I gave her ibuprofen so she could get a little bit of break from the emotional whirlwind. The obsessing over details of Christmas and Santa was exhausting for her and I both. Ibuprofen always brings symptoms down, but I understand it's a very short-term fix, not our answer. I just wanted her to be able to enjoy Christmas. So I was like throwing the kitchen sink, trying to like just get her through Christmas and just like relieve some of the management that I was doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a crazy Christmas.
So especially if you're early in healing, you should expect that the flares are going to happen. They're going to get worse. Even if you are doing well on a remedy, don't expect it to make it so that it's okay to behave as if you aren't dealing with early PANS or, you know, full blown early recovery PANS, right? So this is where parents need to give themselves a little bit of grace. As I said earlier, to say no when you need to say no, to recognize that things are just going to be a little bit different. Find what works for your family this year. It won't always be like this, but it'll be like it this year. Comparison right now, comparison to your past holidays, comparison to your friends, to your family. It is going to steal any possibility of joy that you have because it's just going to be different for you this year. And it won't be like this forever, but expecting something, saying, giving yourself a deadline, it has to be better because this has to be good. It might, you might get lucky, but setting that expectation is actually more likely to just lead to suffering for you because it's probably not going to, because there is so much extra around it. So you could be at a 7 with your symptoms, with 10 being the worst, with homeopathy, whereas normally you're at a 5, but the homeopathy could be preventing you from going to a 9 or a 10 because it's just a time when kids are likely to flare from the dietary changes, the schedule changes, their own expectations, their own stuff that's coming in about, is this going to be ruined? Is this going to be whatever? Or they might be afraid of various different things. All the stuff that's going on is just going to be a lot for the kids. So.
I think we should channel our inner Lori Bean right here.
That's what I was thinking too.
and say like this space, like if you're in this space right now, I know that we still want to give our kids the magic of Christmas and allow them to experience it. But during Christmas time, Thanksgiving time, there's so many extra activities, so many extra things. I felt like I had to do all of the things, and then it was my job to just manage the heck out of symptoms and keep them from coming up. I wish I would have been able to give myself permission to say no to a couple of things. The things that were like going to extend us beyond, like still allow my kids to enjoy the magic of Christmas, do what we needed to do. But, you know, make plans like let's go to the place where they're making snow as soon as they open and not later in the evening when there's a whole bunch of people there and it's colder and it's, you know, all of the food trucks are open. So we're wanting the funnel cake or whatever, like just really slight shifts. And if you need to say no, unapologetically say no, because it, you know, it could help you a little bit.
Embrace the joy of missing out. And even if it's something that you would normally love and really want to do, if you're in the place with your kiddo and where they're at with their PANS pandas and the healing journey, understand that it's not going to be what you want it to be. And so you have a fear of missing out on something that you're going to be missing out on anyway. And so rather than be present in a place where you're not able to have the experience that you want, lean into the joy of missing out and creating your own experience that you do have the possibility of finding glimmers of joy in.
Yeah. So I want to be perfectly clear that that first year in homeopathy, I had absolutely no idea what was going on. There was like in between December 2016 and December 2017, there was so much waxing and waning and like all over the place craziness. However, by the time we had arrived in December of 2017, I had a follow-up and I specifically said, she is good not worrying about Santa anymore. She will ask about 4 million what-if questions a day. So maybe a little worried, but with more curiosity now and less obsessing. And her PAN symptoms at that time were improved. They were definitely still waxing and waning. And she did show signs of a flare on Christmas Day, but a potency change got her back to doing well. That Christmas was a little bit easier. I remember feeling less exhausted because at the time I was not doing my own healing. I was still in a place where I was not feeling joy during the holidays. I couldn't experience it, even though I was doing a little bit less managing, especially with the PAN stuff, because my younger daughter was still healing too. I was like, Christmas was still very, very stressful for me. And even, you know, the managing that I was doing, because there was 4 million questions. And even though they had shifted from being obsessive stuff, it was still like we spent a good portion of our day talking about all of the things Christmas. But I think in 2017, one of the things that kind of stood out to me was that there wasn't like this anger or obsession about like the gifts that Avery got. Mm-hmm. And PANS like brought on Avery before PANS was like the most grateful kid ever. Like she loved everything. If I would have wrapped a pencil and I would have given it to her, it would have meant something to her. She's just an appreciative kid. And PANS like made birthdays and any gift giving anything really, really like disappointing for Avery. And she would just go on and on and on. So we had a couple of Christmases where it's like, you know, we create the magic, Santa does all the things, and then our kids are just super, super disappointed or angry or like the fights or whatever it might be. 2017, I remember I was like, okay, she's got some joy. She's not angry. I did a little bit less. We still had a little bit of immune system stuff going on during that time, but it was better. Mm-hmm. It was getting better. So
I'm so glad you brought the gift sort of compulsion and reactions up, because it happens with so many kids. So if you are seeing that in your kids, it's not necessarily behavioral. It could just be inflammation based. It's not necessarily something that you are going to have to worry about for a very long time either. But there are kids who have sort of shopping OCD and can get really, really hyper-focused on the things related to gifts too. And it's probably going to be stirred up a lot during the holidays. Ride it through the first one. It will get better.
It will. Fast forward through another year of healing and still some waxing and waning. But the thing that I wanted to share from December of 2018 was actually, I think, the very first post that I ever made in the group.
I remember this.
Yeah. I'm going to read the whole thing because it was like, I was stunned. Like I was like, I think I sat down on Christmas Day at like 10 o'clock at night and I was like, I have to write something down because this feels so weird. Like it feels like I'm in another life right now compared to what we had been doing the 3 years prior. And so I wrote, Sitting here thinking about the day we just had, and I wanted to share. This is actually the first time today that PANS has crossed my mind. I went through the entire day not having to constantly stay one step ahead of my daughter's PANS meltdowns because she no longer has them. I did not have to think about the possible triggers and work to avoid them because she no longer has triggers. I was not concerned about family members who thought my child had bad behavior or that I wasn't disciplining properly because she was pretty much back to her pre-PANS self. I wasn't worried that she would be awake until 2 a.m. last night because she can sleep again. I wasn't worried she would go into a rage or that the switch that turned her into another child would flip because that no longer happens. I could go on and on because my daughter had so many horrible symptoms, but I know you guys know all of them, so I don't have to. My point is that it's all gone. This is our first Christmas in 3 years that was not ruled by PANS. I enjoyed every second of the day, and so did Avery. I was a mom, and she was a child. No other titles or concerns in the world. My daughter was the worst after years of mainstream medical wrecked her body and mind. We did everything they said to do, and it all made her worse, especially IVIG. That's when we met Dr. Barr, and she began to slowly but surely change our lives. We worked on my super sensitive PANS kid, and little by little, she made small steps towards regaining her health. Eventually, the little hops became leaps, and those became huge jumps. Over the past year, I've watched Avery's body heal so much, like visible things I can see that show me daily that her body is in a better state than when we started on this journey with PANS. Her immune system is working better than it ever has, and she no longer regressing with illnesses or lost teeth. Her dark circles and empty eyes are full of light and life again. By far, one of the greatest gifts of my life is getting my daughter back from PANS. Thank you for that, Dr. Barr. I sat back and just enjoyed my kids today. I was just a mom that wasn't shaded by the devastating possibilities of PANS during the holidays. And just went over a couple more things about homeopathy, but really, yeah. Like that was, it's like we were living in a different world that year. Mm-hmm. And it feels like when I was in homeopathy working on healing Avery's body, it felt like that was a really long time, the 8 months before we got to homeopathy, and then the 2 years in homeopathy. And it felt like a lifetime, but looking back on it now, it was a very small blip of our lives. And I want to be clear, like Avery still had a little bit of stuff going on. Uh-huh. Like she had some occasional tics. She had some like self-confidence issues during this time. But I think this is the great thing about homeopathy is our kids start to improve along the way. And even though she was still having a little bit of stuff that is considered PANS symptoms, we were for the first time able to like fully enjoy ourselves and just be in the moment and not have all of the extra stress. And yes, it took a while to get there. But it like every single second was worth it. Yeah. And even also if you're not like that, if your child's story doesn't look like Avery's story, we can talk about my younger daughter. I mean, I won't tell her whole story, but she started in a horrible place. Like she started with right next to no safe food and pretty much being confined to our home. Her healing has happened so very slowly, but I can look back, like if I were to go back and look at every December since she started homeopathy, everyone is a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. And we got years down the road, and for the first time in her entire life, she could have a piece of candy for Christmas, which was mm-hmm. like that was like one of the best things ever for her. Mm-hmm. And then I could sort of work with her foods to make it, because she started gaining enough foods where I could sort of make it look like the food that was everyone else had at the table. And just like little tiny things, and it's moved really slowly, and it's hard whenever it moves slowly, but I I like can't deny whenever I look back that each year gets a little better, a little better, a little better. Each Christmas, we had a little bit more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And along
I needed fewer medications over time to get to that too. So it's the combination. It's not that you were just adding more medications to get the more freedom or just the passage of time. It was medications were going down, and yes, the passage of time, but medications were going down, foods were going up, homeopathy was helping navigate the changes and fluctuations going on. So, with the freedom came more exposure to things that before would have sent her to the emergency room. I'm curious if you have a memory, and I realize I'm just throwing this at you, but I'm curious if you have a memory of the first thing you were able to do with Gwyn that was an outside of the house holiday themed thing.
You know what's crazy is, like, since Avery healed quickly, like PANS and mast cell disease has like really, really changed the entire way that I look at the world. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to answer that because everything feels like a big deal and it kind of still feels like a big deal. Like, I don't remember a specific thing. Like, I think one of the things was we used to take her to drive-through light displays because we could stay in the car. She wouldn't be exposed to other people, all those type things. I don't remember where we were, but I remember being able to get out of the car and her being able to touch things and feel things and be around people. And I just remember, I think for a lot of years, probably because my own post-traumatic stress, I was like, everything felt very surreal. And so it took me a while until I started my own healing to be able to like really feel the joy of all of those moments. But I remember it was like somewhere around the time where she could actually like be in the thing. And
so, you know, I'm going to ask you something based off of what you just said. I'm going to ask if your experience, when did holidays actually start to feel more joyful for you?
I have to give
because
some
you were the person who didn't connect with like the hard stuff, but that meant you also didn't connect with the happy stuff as well.
Yeah. I have to give history to help everyone understand. I did some my planning of having children. I didn't do so well. So the girls' birthdays are in 1 week in November and my birthday is in the same. It's a 2 week period. So we have birthday and then, which I make a huge hoopla out of birthdays. I like go away all out. And then we go directly into Thanksgiving and directly into Christmas. So that little stretch.
And your husband's birthday is right before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Him too.
Don't forget him.
Yeah. So that stretch right there, even before PANS, was a little bit stressful for me because it's a lot. It's a lot of back to back to back. And one of my things is the ADD part of it where I get really, really overwhelmed. I used to get really overwhelmed very, very easily. It's better now. But I hate to say this, but I did not enjoy that run of time for many, many years. And for the last like 4 years at least, after me getting into homeopathy, working through all of these things. And I told my husband, this has been like 4 or 5 years ago. I'm like, I am like, this is fun. I'm enjoying this. And it was after our little birthday run, I was like, this is awesome. Like, this is why I do this. This feels good. Like, I hope the girls feel this way. And it seems like they do. But even every year now, I point out to him, I'm like, it's so weird that like, I feel things during the holidays, but I feel things that are like joy and happiness and just being in the moments and being appreciative. It took me a long time to get to where I was experiencing those things because being afraid of going backwards and then being afraid of, or just not even like knowing how to feel my own feelings. And even now, like we're not out of the hard things with my younger daughter is still hard. Like, we're in the midst of like her eating food that is not safe foods and having reactions that are nothing like they used to be, but they're very, very difficult to parent. Yes. And so, I mean, we still have, like, I know there's going to be a little bit of struggle with her during the holidays because of all of the food, and she will inevitably sneak something. But I still have the ability to like feel joyful and not feel fear of what's coming or what I know is going to happen. Like, it's going to be there.
And I hope you're okay with me sharing this. And if you're not, we'll take care of it. But one of the things that is, I think, important for somebody needs to hear this, that yes, her sneaking foods is still causing difficult things for you to manage. They are better than they used to be with homeopathy, and they're not as good as they would be if you were in the place where you weren't trying to manage the totality of her life and reintroduction of foods. You know, you and I have talked about this, that if you could get to a place that you could just give her like free for all, let her eat all of the foods with no restriction so that you can address them with homeopathy rather than being in the, you know, okay, she got into something, now we need to go into hyper management mode and control restrict mode to get this calmed down, and still palliating it with dietary changes and dietary restrictions, you probably wouldn't have as much of that. So I feel like the people who are hearing this, that are hearing, oh my gosh, your daughter's still having really bad reactions to food and it's still really hard and going through challenges, there are ways to navigate that and choices that you are making that are better for your family big picture and that are in some ways prolonging some of this too.
Yeah, I feel like we're about to switch into talking less about the holidays and more about homeopathy, but I think what you're talking about is so important. And I think talking about it is important because it has taken me, since she started homeopathy way back then, to like really not only understand what you're saying, but also see it in action. Mm-hmm. And yes, we've weaned way down on her medication. And she's doing so much better than she was before. But me still having so much control over her diet has slowed down her healing process. And I know this for sure because she wanted so desperately one of her foods, and this has been like 2 years ago, one of her foods she wanted to gain was bananas, but she had previously reacted to it. And we fed her banana. And we knew she was going to react to it, and we let her react to it. And whenever those elevated symptoms, I say elevated, they weren't awful because they're not as bad anymore. When those symptoms came around, we used homeopathy to address them, and she eventually passed the banana. It is so hard as a parent to like check into this spot where you need to make a shift, and especially with our food allergy kids, eventually they have to be challenged. It's hard for me to challenge her because challenging her means that she's going to be really hard to parent. She's going to really, and I should have said that one last because it's the least, she's going to have a really hard time in school. She's going to have, her stomach's going to hurt. She's going to be ADHD beyond what she's been before. But also, those are the symptoms that's going to help push her past this stuff too. I recognize that. So it's hard. It's hard to get out of that that space and kind of move on to the next level. But I also know, like, let's put a pin in this and let's have this exact same conversation next year, because I think we're going to have the summer of letting her rip.
I mean, you're not going to have a choice in it. I mean, you're getting to the place that you don't have much of a choice in it.
I don't.
And as I told you, was going to happen. Because the more and more autonomy she's getting, the more she's just doing what she wants to do. And that's going to happen with every child. They don't even have to be a strong-willed, stubborn human like your daughter is at her very core. It's going to happen with every child. So what are holidays like now? So I don't want to like try and make you on the fly go through all of the things with your younger daughter and the changes over time. with holidays, but share just a little bit about what you are looking forward to with the holidays, what sort of things are like now.
Man, I look forward to everything. Like, I look forward to just being with them. And it's different now. They're a little bit older. So it's like I'm having to do less caregiving. And I'm more like, kind of like when we go on vacation, it's not like I'm taking kids on vacation. I am now vacationing with my children. So we're in a little bit different phase of life, but just really like being present, like, especially, and I think I'm talking about my husband and I here, like we're more present. We're more in all of us are so changed by all of this awful stuff that we've been through, like the gratitude that we have for all of the like little tiny things, you know, being to go, like, this is not a Christmas example. I'm going to give a Halloween example. For the first time this year, I was able to take G to a Fright Fest at Six Flags. And there's like a massive amount of smoke. Massive. She would have never been able to tolerate that in the past. So that's not Christmas example, but it's just like an example of little things. Like, there's things that we couldn't do in the past that we can do now. Like, I could take her to a Christmas tree farm and she would be okay. Like, both of my kids would be okay because I don't believe like the Christmas tree farm we went to in the past, like, Avery had flared significantly. Mm-hmm. I would imagine it's from the mold in the Christmas tree. I don't know what it is, mm-hmm. but like little stuff like that we can do. I don't have to do management with family anymore. I just get to literally like chill out and enjoy my family. We don't do the obsessing about Santa and all of the things and the having it just right. And like my girls' biggest concern is whatever gift they're creating for each other that year.
Aww.
Yeah, they're, especially my little one. She is my little artist, and then Avery's my writer. So they both typically are creating something for each other. That's their big thing. And it's just, things are just easier. And I can actually experience joy and be okay and not overwhelmed. And you know what? The joy is pretty amazing, but working through my own healing and not experiencing ADD like I had always experienced it has been absolutely life-changing for me. And probably one of the things, feeling less overwhelmed, is what helps me feel more joy.
For sure. I don't know anybody who can feel overwhelmed and feel joyful at the same time, unless they're being overwhelmed with joy. But that's not usually what you mean by overwhelm, right? Overwhelm plus joy don't typically go together.
Yeah. So. It's so fun too. Like, I always have to throw in the husband heel, the dad heel. It's so lovely to observe my husband just simply enjoying holidays now and not getting stressed out and not feeling tense. Like, he can just sit back and relax and enjoy it and enjoy the time he's spending with his family or my family or whatever. And it's awesome too. It hasn't just been like, I mean, it's been mind blowing watching both my girls heal, but it's been really lovely experiencing my own healing and then also watching my husband heal, because it's just, we just all have a sense of ease and enjoying each other. And even when, like, my kids are still teenagers. They're teenage girls. Like, we still have like chaos and whatnot, and we're still a regular old family, but it's homeopathy has given us the ability over the years to really like shift into experiencing things together differently.
All right. So wherever you're at on your Pans, Pandas and healing journey, whether homeopathy is part of it or not, we wish you all a very happy holiday, whatever holiday you happen to celebrate, and a wonderful new year. And we are very hopeful. I'm going to put it out there for you for everybody who is listening and everybody who should be listening and isn't, I am putting it out there that this year will be the year that you are able to recognize the shifts that happen, that you'll come back next year. And wherever you are, even if you're in a good place this year, that next year you'll be able to come back and say, it's even better. It's not going to be perfect because we're all humans, right? We're not going to be perfect. We don't have a director and a cast, you know, a full cast that's there to just say what we want them to say, and a costume designer and a production assistant and all those things. So it's not going to be perfect like on a movie, but it can still be really good. And if you're not there this year, give yourself grace, give yourself space that you need. Keep your expectations to as close to your reality as you can, and find your glimmers. If you're in a place that you're just finally, you're there, that you're having great holidays, share that gift with some other people to help them see that it is possible. You don't have to keep it to yourself, guys. I think sometimes people will be afraid to share their good fortune in having gotten to the other side. I can't tell you guys enough. I've done lots of interviews on this podcast, in our Facebook group, for the book that we're writing, of people who have recovered, and not one of them says that they were upset when people shared when things were good. Every single one of them said that they needed to lean on other people's confidence, other people's progress, when they were having a hard time, to know that it was possible and they could get there. They acknowledge, yes, sometimes there's a little bit of jealousy, and it still is vital to know that it is possible to get through and for things to get better. So
the jinx is not the jinx. The jinx is just healing. That's what healing looks like.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
Yes. All right. Have a very happy holiday and a wonderful new year, and we'll see you guys in the new year. Take care, everybody.
We hope you found this episode helpful, hopeful, and inspiring. We would love to connect with you on social media and have you as part of our amazing community. You can find us on Facebook by searching for Homeopathy for Pans and Pandas.
If Facebook isn't your thing, you can also connect with us on Instagram and YouTube by searching for Resilience Naturopathic or clicking the links in our show notes. You can also visit our website, resiliencenaturopathic.com.
As always, we value your partnership in advocacy and education. Your support through following, sharing, rating, and reviewing our podcast is crucial in our mission to teach the world about PANS, PANDAS, and homeopathy. So if you found this podcast helpful, please leave us a review. Together, we are making a difference.
And finally, this podcast really is for you. Your questions and feedback help us make sure we are answering the right questions so you can feel confident making the next right step for your kids. Send us your questions or request guests by emailing us at podcast@resiliencenaturopathic.com, also linked in the show notes.